Yeah, I'd have more help
with
that.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's Robert's Rules of Order, so you can't. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. How do you know the
time? Right.
If I could have everyone's attention, please. We're going to begin our meeting live on cable TV in about 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Please remember to put your cell phones in their silent mode. And we ask that if you have any private conversations, please do it in the hallway. Our room is small and the sound carries. You'll see the countdown on the monitor. Thank you very much. I know it's hard to believe I did that without notes. It's pretty impressive.
That's why you're here.
I know. I hate to be impressed with it. What more can someone say?
We have trailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Now we know.
Yeah, and that's it. That was it. Maybe junior mayor.
My phone's version of silent.
Yeah. Good evening and welcome to the Monday, May 7th, 2012, Gaithersburg Mayor and Council meeting. The first item on our agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'd like to ask Jake Skimmons from Lakelands Park Middle School and Troop 1097 to please come forward and lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda is the invocation. In lieu of a formal invocation this evening, we'd like to ask for a moment of silence. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is approval of minutes. This evening we have four different sets. The first is the regular meeting held on Monday, March 19th, 2012. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll move approval of the March 19 minutes.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That carries unanimously. The next is for the regular meeting held on Monday, April 16th, 2012. What is the pleasure of the council?
Move approval of those minutes.
You're going to need a second, Mike. You weren't.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And two abstentions.
Two abstentions.
Okay. Next is for the special meeting held on Monday, April 23rd, 2012. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll move approval of the minutes of the special special meeting on April 23rd, 2012.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That carries unanimously. And the last one is for the work session on Monday, April 23rd, 2012. What is the pleasure of the council?
Move approval of those minutes from the work session of April 23rd, 2012.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That carries unanimously as well. Next, we have consent items. Tonight, we have two on the calendar. What is the pleasure of the council?
Move for approval of consent items.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That carries unanimously. Okay. If I could please invite Kim Skimmons and Diane Strodel and Kara Copelands of Lakelands Park Middle School PTSA to please come forward. And Michelle Potter, who's here, if she could come forward as well. On March 9th, 2012, the Lakelands Park Middle School Parent Teacher Student Association held its sixth annual basketball night event for charity at the school. This year, the Dolores C. Swoyer Camp Scholarship Fund for the City of Gaithersburg, which serves many residents, was once again selected as its beneficiary. Four staff members, including Tim Smitty Smith, Dave Luddington, along with two part-time employees, officiated at the basketball event. We would have liked to have seen all that. The PTSA raised $1,782.54 to contribute to the fund. That deserves a round of applause, please. And we're going to hear from Kim and Diane and Kara and Aaron Nissen, I believe, is here.
Okay.
Sure, please.
Okay. Hi, I'm Diane Strodel. I was one of the co-chairs for basketball night. We had more teams than we ever had. We had girls, we had boys, we had everything you can imagine. We needed all of the refs because it was very energized. We had girls beating boys, which usually doesn't happen in middle school. We sold all of the pizza. We sold all the chicken. I mean, it was so much fun. We can't wait to do it next year. We might change things and add more things as we go along, but it was really an honor to do it, and especially to have it go to such a great cause. And the kids really understood why they were playing. When they got on the courts, though, it was all about winning. So, and we had winners, but my son didn't win, but that's okay. It was still fun, but it was great.
Thank you. Kim, did you want to?
This event is one of the biggest events that we have at our school every year, and it takes a lot of planning and organization to make it happen, and it certainly wasn't my efforts. I'm just the president. I don't do anything. I just pick good people to run things.
It's sort of like it really is.
So Diane Strodown, Kara Copeland did a fabulous job organizing the event this year, and every year as we go along, we learn more about ways to make it better, and it also helps our students to recognize that our community is bigger than just our school community. So it's with great pleasure that we do this and are able to give back to the city of Gaithersburg and to other children in our community.
We thank you. They're going to try to take a picture of you this way. You can give it to them. She keeps the checks. Yeah, there you go. Next, we'd like to ask Lourdes Carraza to please come forward for the 2012 First Quarter Employee Recognition Awards, and also Angel, please join us. Did you want to? How are you? Good to see you. Congratulations to the winner of the Employee Recognition Award for the first quarter of 2012, January 1st, 2012 through March 31st, 2012. The award winners are nominated by their peers, and final selections are made by the Employee Recognition Committee, which is comprised of employees from each city department. The winner of the first quarter Employee Recognition Award is Lourdes Carraza. She is the acting homeless advocate / clinical supervisor in the Community and Public Relations Department. She was named the employee of the first quarter from January to March 2012 for her exceptionally high levels of work and the outcomes it provides. The Homeless Service Division of the Community and Public Relations Department has been in a reorganization mode since September 2011. However, the team has committed to maintaining a very high standard of service and program integrity despite the transition challenges. Its mission in part is to provide the necessary services to help Wells Robertson House residents who were homeless prior to admission to our program develop and maintain life skills that support sustainable self-sufficiency and attain safe, affordable housing. To this end, Lourdes has played a key role in identifying resources, developing relationships, and networking with external stakeholders and service providers to help residents achieve their goals. Okay. Congratulations. She deserves a round of applause. Did you want to say anything?
I just want to thank you, all my peers, the great team that is at Wells Robinson House. I want to say thank you to the opportunity that I have to work in one of the best cities in Montgomery County, actually in the country, and it is Gaithersburg.
It's in the world. But that's
in the years that I've been working here, I have learned so much. But one thing I have learned is the good heart that people that live in this city has for the needy. And I see that day by day at Wells Robinson House, people donate from left to right. I mean, it's just amazing. I worked 10 years in DC and I had never seen the kindness that community have for the needy, for the homeless, for the addict, for the people with mental health issues, as I have seen in this community. And I think that it says a lot about the people that is in charge and that is running it, that that love spreads all over the community and the city. And I want to thank all of you.
Next, we'd like to invite the police administration team, which is comprised of Laura Morales and Nancy Patino, both of whom are administrative assistants too. Here's Laura. Here's Nancy. No, she's not. Okay. How are you, Laura?
Good.
In the police department, they were named the team of the first quarter for their high level of productivity and quality of work, providing exceptional customer service, demonstrating and maintaining excellent working relationships with coworkers and customers, and willingly and cheerfully cooperating with and assisting others whenever needed or requested. The Gaithersburg Police Department requires its workers a certain amount of professionalism and tact to create an atmosphere that is relaxing and enjoyable to work in. Both Laura and Nancy provide exceptional customer service to internal and external customers. They are helpful and informative to the public and go out of their way to ensure the citizen on the phone or at the station is given individual attention. They also administer clerical support to the officers on a daily basis while performing their normal job duties, all the while maintaining excellent working relationships. This is for you, and if you would give that to Nancy when you see her.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, and I'm very, very honored to be receiving this tonight, and just gives me more, just makes me more happy to wake up every morning to do a better job every day, and it's a pleasure to be working for the city of Gaithersburg, and I have to say one thing, there's never a boring moment at the police department. Thank you for that.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. We saw the chief write that down, that there's never a boring moment. We saw him do that. Next, if I could please invite Grace Whipple from the Senior Center, and who's the Facility Director and Senior Advisory Committee, to please come forward. The month of May is annually celebrated as Older Americans Month and is a program of the U.S. Department of Human Services. This recognition is intended to acknowledge the many contributions older adults have made to our communities, including the legacy of volunteerism, acting as role models to younger generations, and the gift of patriotism. President John F. Kennedy designated May Senior Citizen Month when meeting with the National Council of Senior Citizens in April of 1963. It was later designated as Older Americans Month 17 years later by President Jimmy Carter. The city of Gaithersburg selected the theme Aging Smart and Aging Strong for this year's Active Aging Expo held earlier today. And for those of you who were there know that it was a marvelous day. This free event features more than 70 exhibitors, lectures, interactive demonstrations, and preventive screenings. The purpose of the event was to promote and improve quality of life for older adults through education programs and services. In addition, it demonstrated that it is never too late to reinvent ourselves by learning a new skill changing career paths, exploring the arts, or accepting a challenge to be an extraordinary person who does their part to better the world. This is a proclamation of the Mayor and City Council of Gaithersburg. Whereas the City of Gaithersburg is a community that includes more than 5,000 residents, aged 65 years and older, and whereas increasing numbers of adults are reaching retirement age and remaining strong and active for longer than ever before, and whereas the active older adults in Gaithersburg deserve recognition for the contributions they have made and will continue to make to the culture, economy, and character of our community, and whereas Gaithersburg can provide recognition and respect by improving the quality of life for all active older Americans, now therefore I, Sidney A. Katz, by the power vested in me as Mayor of Gaithersburg, do hereby proclaim May 2012 as Active Older Adult Month in the City of Gaithersburg, supporting this year's theme, Aging Smart and Aging Strong. It's proclaimed today and signed by me. Congratulations and thank you. Thank you.
I think today was a very special day. We were really excited. We had approximately 450 older adults attend. We had 93 different businesses and nonprofit agencies that participated. I am very fortunate to have the best job anybody could have, working for the best people I could ever work for in the best city in the world, with the best senior advisory committee who helped put this wonderful event together. And I want to say a very special thank you to Councilman Henry Marafa, who really helped us, and it made a lot possible that would not have been possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I almost started a riot today. I broke into food line.
Next, we'd like to ask Michelle Potter to please come back again. And Adam Goldstein and Jennifer Mogus, the community facility directors. Did you want to do this? Or
do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Please.
May is National Water Safety Month, a joint effort of the Association of Pool and Spa Professionals, the American Red Cross, the National Recreation and Park Association, and the World Water Park Association. These organizations represent businesses and agencies involved in providing safe and enjoyable aquatic activities to the American public, from home pools and spas to water parks and resorts to public swimming and water recreation facilities. The City of Gaithersburg, in partnership with Montgomery County and the City of Rockville, will present the second annual Water Safety Day at the Rockville Swim and Fitness Center on Friday, May 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. Informational booths, lifeguard demonstrations, and free swim lesson screenings will be conducted in an effort to promote water safety prior to the summer season. The event will be held rain or shine. Swimming is great fun, whether you're at home, at a neighborhood pool, or visiting the newly refurbished water park. The City of Gaithersburg wants to remind you that water safety is everyone's responsibility. Adult supervision without distractions is a key to keeping children safe in and around the water.
And because of all that, we have a proclamation from the Mayor and City Council of Gaithersburg. Whereas there are an estimated 388,000 annual drowning deaths worldwide, and whereas with over 30,000 reported deaths monthly, the lack of water safety education has propelled drowning to the third leading cause of accidental injury death worldwide, and whereas International Water Safety Day is designed to educate the youth in becoming safer in and around the water while spreading global awareness of this ongoing pandemic, making drowning a major public health problem worldwide, and whereas parents should not consider their children to be drown-proof because they have taken swimming lessons, and whereas barriers such as fences or walls give you a false sense of security regarding your child's safety, as there is no substitute for adult supervision, and whereas posting your local emergency medical services number and installing a phone or keeping a cordless phone in the pool area can help save your child's life, Now therefore I, Sidney A. Katz, by the power vested in me as Mayor of Gaithersburg, along with the City Council, do hereby proclaim Friday, May 18th, 2012, as Water Safety Day in the City of Gaithersburg. It's proclaimed today and signed by me. Thank you very much. Next, if I can invite Grace Lee, the Executive Director of National Park Trust, to please come forward. Hi, how are you?
Actually, I'm representing Grace Lee. My name is Shana Fajardo, and I'm the Development Director with National Park Trust. You could make
very good. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
The National Park Trust is a nonprofit organization with a mission to preserve and protect our nation's parkland and reconnect our youth to nature. The National Kids to Park Day, inaugural event established in 2011, is a first step towards building a bridge between the younger generations and nature. This day signifies the efforts to encourage children, teens, and their families to visit America's parks. The city is participating in this special day and has registered its event, such as the Book Festival, on the Kids to Parks org website under the state of Maryland. The continuing challenge ahead is to educate the younger society to distinctive values and enjoyments of the national park system. The long-term results provide a fresh generation with an awareness of the vast array of riches in the parks. Parks serve as a natural catalyst in promoting an active lifestyle. This awareness and appreciation of these natural treasures will serve as another element to the the toolkit in reducing childhood obesity and creating healthier citizens. This is a proclamation from the Mayor and City Council of Gaithersburg, whereas May 19, 2012 is the second National Kids to Parks Day organized and launched by the National Park Trust, and whereas National Kids to Parks Day empowers kids and encourages families to get outdoors and visit America's parks, and whereas it is important to introduce a new generation to our nation's parks because of the decline in park attendance over the last decades, and whereas we should encourage children to lead a more active lifestyle to combat the issues of childhood obesity, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia, which has to be the longest word in any proclamation ever, and whereas National Kids to Parks Days will broaden children's appreciation for nature and the outdoors, and whereas over the past years the City of Gaithersburg, through redevelopment, has invested in local parks and playgrounds as a way of encouraging families and kids to enjoy outdoor recreation, now therefore I, Sidney A. Katz, by the power vested in me as Mayor of Gaithersburg, along with the City Council, do hereby proclaim Saturday, May 19th as National Kids to Parks Day in the City of Gaithersburg, and that the city encourages the Gaithersburg community to make time on May 19th to take their children in their lives to a neighborhood, state, or national park, or book festival, for that matter. It's proclaimed today and signed by me. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yep.
Okay, did you want to? Sure. As I mentioned, my name is Shana Fajardo, and I'm representing National Park Trust, and we're a nonprofit organization dedicated to the completion of our American system of parks, and we're just thrilled that the City of Gaithersburg has once again supported our National Kids to Parks Day initiative. They're one of almost 300 cities across the country that are encouraging families to get out, get healthy, and get active in local community parks. That's a first step in creating lifelong park stewards and enthusiasts, and ultimately those creating the next generation of those who will protect our natural landscapes and green spaces. So we're just very excited. We have lots of terrific resources on our website dedicated to Kids to Parks, which is kidstoparks.org. We encourage you all to visit it, sign up to pledge to participate. We have 60,000 people registered to date, and the participants at the Book Festival next Saturday are making a huge contribution to that. So we just wanted to thank you. If you don't have Buddy Bison, he is our mascot for National Kids to Parks Day, and he says, explore outdoors, the parks are yours. And people young and old have all really embraced the message, and if you go to our website, you'll see photos of people across the country at parks, local, state, national, with Buddy Bison. So we encourage
you to stuffed animal,
that.
But not the real Buddy Bison.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And the last that we have from the podium this evening is another proclamation, but we'd like to invite Chris Kurtz, the chair of the City of Gaithersburg Historic District Commission, and all the other commissioners who are here, if they'd like, to please come forward. The theme for National Historic Preservation Month 2012 is Discover Gaithersburg's Hidden Gems. National Historic Preservation Month is co-sponsored by the City of Gaithersburg and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Chris Kurtz, Chair of the City of Gaithersburg Historic District Commission, is going to accept the proclamation, and it will be on display in the duration during the entire month in City Hall, in the City Hall lobby. Whereas historic preservation is an effective tool for encouraging sustainable growth and development, revitalizing neighborhoods, capitalizing the existing building stock, and fostering our city's sense of place, pride, and character. And whereas historic preservation is relevant for both the City of Gaithersburg and for communities across the nation, both urban and rural, for Americans of all ages, of all walks of life, and of all ethnic backgrounds. And whereas it is important to celebrate the role of history in our lives and the contributions made by dedicated individuals in helping to preserve the tangible and intangible aspects of the heritage that has shaped us as a community, a city, a state, and a nation. And whereas Discover Gaithersburg's Hidden Gems is the theme for National Preservation Month 2012, co-sponsored by the City of Gaithersburg and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Now therefore, I, Sidney A. Katz, by the power vested in me as Mayor of Gaithersburg, along with the City Council, do hereby proclaim May 2012 as Historic Preservation Month in the City of Gaithersburg, and call upon the people of Gaithersburg to join in recognizing and participating in this special observance. It's proclaimed today and signed by me. Thank you very much for all that you do. We're going to get a picture. There you go. That's right. Please, Chris.
Just a few words. It really is an honor to be the chair and to be here tonight. And we have the greatest commissioners. We also have the greatest staff support. And a couple of things very briefly. The theme is Hidden Gems. And at the next full council meeting, we, the commission, have selected four recipients for recognition of actual different hidden gems around the city, and they're going to be presented at the City Council meeting on the 21st. The second thing is, through the able staff work of Matt Bowling, that you'll see posters with pictures of some of the hidden gems around town, and it is amazing. There are little streets and things you've never seen before with amazing houses, but the public and visitors alike, and all of you, any of you here, or tell your friends, if there's a picture of your house or somebody else you know or something in the Gaithersburg, just get it. You can go to Historic at the city's website, or just torture Matt Bowling and he will post it for you. The last thing is, I really want to thank the City Council as well and tell you we are good business for the city. And there is a program where people can apply for historic tax credits for certain kinds of work in maintaining and upgrading their homes. And in the last 2 years alone, we've had over a dozen applications representing over $210,000 worth of work. And all the work has to be done to apply. Work has to be done by Maryland licensed contractors.
Great.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll just mention there's one of the posters in the hall outside if anybody wants to see it when they leave.
And next, we're going to hear from Michelle about the water park renovations, please.
Dive in.
Okay, we have a PowerPoint presentation. Okay. The water park was constructed in 1990 and dedicated in 1991, 22 years ago, serving 1.6 million patrons, nearly 80,000 annually. It serves as a critical amenity for the 60,000 Gaithersburg residents in nearby communities. Due to the staff's commitment to preventative maintenance, the life expectancy of the pool itself has surpassed many expectations. In 2010, a facility study was conducted to evaluate the entire facility and identify needs and their corresponding priority level. A work session was held at the water park with you and some members of our delegation in August of that year. Major items were in need of replacement to preserve this amenity and the operations for the next 20 years. The gutter system required replacement, and staff recommended a stainless steel gutter requiring less maintenance and upkeep. In addition, the white coat, brick pavers, and fiberglass of the slides were included in the refurbishment schedule. It was also proposed to reconfigure the pool for increased activities and bather load. Given repairs being made, it was suggested that the pool be expanded and UV water treatment be added as a second level of protection from waterborne pathogens. In addition, the scope of work included a total renovation of the top pool, creating a spray park element and additional play features for both pools. The total cost of phase one is $1.4 million. Staff worked hard to secure funding from the state to assist with this project, and we are pleased with the commitment by our elected officials and the staff of the Department of Natural Resources and Program Open Space. Although design began immediately, construction began the day after Labor Day. The grand open and ribbon cutting will be on May 24th. So we have some photos as we go through that you'll see the actual construction in progress. Staff created a website that can be accessed to look at the progress that occurred over the last several months through the opening, and that could be accessed through www.gaithersburgmd.gov/waterpark. So here you can see the ceramic tile gutter being removed and then installed. The grate secured within the gutter. The coping stone installation, and the coping is the sort of precast brick pavers that acts as the pool's edge. And the final product of the new gutter system completed. The length of the pool was extended from 25 yards to 25 meters and modified from 5 lanes to 6 lanes, adding 890 square feet of water surface. The main pool will now be suitable to conduct training as well as summer league competition in the Montgomery County Swim League. And I asked staff, I said, okay, how many more patrons can we hold in 890 square feet of water surface? And they said the health department regulation is one person for every 10 square feet of water surface. So we can accommodate 90 more patrons at one time. The bottom of the pool was slanted to a depth of 5 feet to allow for competitive racing starts from the deck. This photo demonstrates the completed expansion, the length, and the 6 lanes. The fiberglass slides have been well maintained with great care taken each year to seal the joints and prepare the slide for use. But it became necessary to put a more protective coat on the slides, a process called gel coating, to extend their life. This was done on the interior as well as the exterior, and while we had the opportunity, we were able to entertain a color change while the protective coating was applied. You can see the white slide noted by the white arrow is being painted blue, and the navy blue slide was painted a lime green noted by the blue arrow. And that's the final product of the new slides with their gel coats. Part of the project included an exploration of additional water play features that can be added to the main pool within the budget. In the picture to your left, you see the installation phase for 2 slides, allowing for parents to go down one while a child goes down beside them, or 2 friends can race down each other to the bottom. In the picture on your right, we have converted the old frog feature into an island that will have palm trees in the center and a spray feature on the edge. The frog is being refurbished and will be reused in the top pole. We're recycling him. The step entrance as well as 2 underground benches have been added. This is also the site of an alligator snake and log floatable features that are due to be installed when water is in the pool. A 10-foot slide has been added, giving patrons another fun option. Tumble buckets replace the raindrop feature. 3 palm trees will be added to the center island. The staff toured various water parks. The palm trees provided a nice vertical element, really creating the water park as a destination. Pictured here is the ultraviolet or UV system in the pump room. Water coming from sand filters will pass through the system prior to returning to the pool. Although not required by our local health department, this technology is becoming the standard in the aquatic industry. And in some states, they actually have a law that this is mandated to be installed. And the UV system is located where the blue arrow is. A complete demolition and redesign of the top pole was necessary to better utilize the space and provide additional water play features for the children. You can see demolition of the pole that was there.
Kept some grass.
Pipe work for the new pool. The pool shell, new concrete being poured, coping stone added, and the skimmer system was installed. This new multi-feature play structure was custom made for the city of Gaithersburg, creating a Maryland theme. A black-eyed Susan was a substitute for a daisy and a blue heron in lieu of a standard pelican. Of course, we had to explain and show a picture of a blue heron to the manufacturers in Ohio because they were not familiar with our birds. From the design, you can see the multi-playground and spray features in full operation. In the photo to the right, you can see the additional shade structure that was added. As I stated earlier, the grand reopening and the ribbon cutting will be Thursday, May 24th at 4 p.m., and then we open to the public on Saturday, May 26th at noon. And a little bit about Phase 2 renovation. As the pool closes its 2012 season, the day after Labor Day again will commence construction Phase 2. This will include other recommended improvements as identified in the facility study of 2010 to increase customer service and safety and implement energy efficient upgrades through mechanical, electrical, and plumbing features in the water park entrance, bathhouse, snack bar, and slide tower. Phase 2 will occur in FY13 and is part of the proposed FY13 budget. The projected cost is approximately $946,000. We started our meetings and discussions on the program of requirements for the design phase, planning to have construction commence in September, ready for the 2013 season opening. For Phase 1 and Phase 2, the grand total is $2.3 million. 74% of that is funded from program open space, 17% is city funded, and 9% is through a state bond bill. And this was to conclude the presentation, but a lot has transpired in the last 3 months, so we have 2 more photos. This is the water park today.
Ah. All right.
And that is the top pole today.
Wow.
So we will see you all on May 24th at 4 p.m. at the opening.
Yeah, well.
Michelle.
I was just going to say, could you repeat for the public's benefit the activities you will have at that park that aren't usually held there to compensate for the fact that the park at the middle school, the pool at the middle school
yes.
is closed?
Yes. For the public that doesn't know, the Gaithersburg Aquatic Center has been closed since January due to some structural issues. And therefore, this summer, we will be holding swim lessons at the water park, and we'll be holding aquatic Zumba, some water fitness classes at the water park. Mm-hmm. And we still have lifeguard training and all of that going on, so you can contact the water park office, the activity center phone number, any phone number that someone has, and we'll put them in contact with the staff and get them the information that they need.
So what will be the regular hours of the pool then?
We open to the public at 11 a.m. daily. Our summer camps and other private camps will be coming in the mornings.
Okay.
So, okay.
Thank you very much, Ms. Great. The next item that we have is public appearances. This is the time that the Mayor and Council sets aside for anyone to come before us on any topic that is not a public hearing topic on tonight's agenda. We ask that you please keep remarks to no more than 3 minutes. Please note that the timer will beep and blink yellow when you have 30 seconds left of your 3 minutes so that you can begin to finish your statement. The timer will beep and turn red when your 3 minutes is up. Please state your name and address for the record. Do we have anyone that would like to speak this evening? No? Thank you very much. Next is from the Mayor and Council, and this evening we're going to start with Councilmember Drisgula, please.
Thank you. First of all, I have an announcement. A closed meeting was held at City Hall by Mayor and City Council of Gaithersburg on Monday, April 16, 2012, at approximately 9:05 p.m. pursuant to a motion adopted unanimously. The meeting was proposed to be closed pursuant to the state government article of the Annotated Code of Maryland, Section 10-508A4, to consider a matter that concerns a proposal for a business or industrial organization to locate, expand, or remain in the state. Section 10-508A8, consult with staff, consultants, or other individuals about pending or potential litigation. And Section 10-508A1I, the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom it has jurisdiction. The topics discussed were the consideration of a proposal for an apartment complex to remain in the city pending litigation, those are two things separately, and the process for the city attorney's annual review. Present at the meeting were Mayor Katz, council members Ashman, Drisgula, and Spiegel. Staff present were Director of Economic Development Lonergan, who left at 9:12 p.m., City Manager Jones, who left at 9:35 p.m., and City Attorney Board. Upon conclusion of the discussion, the closed meeting was adjourned at approximately 10:12 p.m. I didn't write down what I did, so I'm not going to say it. Sorry. So, okay. Next week will be busy. This past week wasn't very busy. Sorry.
Okay. Mike, please.
Okay. Well, let me start with a couple of announcements here. A closed meeting was held at City Hall by the Mayor and City Council of Gaithersburg on Monday, April 23rd, 2012, at approximately 8:10 p.m. pursuant to a motion adopted unanimously. The meeting was closed pursuant to Section 10-508A1I, the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom it has jurisdiction, and Section 10-508A4 to consider a matter that concerns the proposal for a business or industrial organization to locate, expand, or remain in the state. The topics discussed were the process for the city attorney's annual review and consideration of proposals from three separate businesses for a business to locate, expand, and remain in the state. Present at the meeting were Mayor Katz, council members Ashman, Driscoll, Marafa, and Sesma. Staff present were Deputy City Manager Tomasello, who left at 8:45 p.m., Director of Economic Development Lonergan, who also left at 8:45 p.m., and City Attorney Board, who left at 8:50 p.m. Upon conclusion of the discussion, the closed meeting was adjourned at approximately 9:26 p.m. The second announcement I have is about opportunities for our residents to serve on boards, commissions, and committees. The Mayor and City Council are seeking members to serve on a number of city committees. Joining a city committee is a way for you to get involved and help your community. I think some of these committees will that have vacancies will appear on the screen on your TV. The Animal Control Board, we're seeking one representative of the Montgomery County Veterinary Medical Association or someone who has training and or experience in the proper training or care of animals. The Community Advisory Committee, the Cultural Arts Advisory Committee and subcommittees, Commission on Landlord-Tenant Affairs. We have an incumbent who may be seeking reappointment, so there's a position there. Art and Public Places Committee, the Old Town Advisory Committee, the Educational Enrichment Committee, Multicultural Affairs Committee, the Personnel Review Board, again, an incumbent is up for reappointment, and the Police Advisory Committee. If you are interested in serving on any of the above listed committees, please send via U.S. Postal Service mail a letter of intent and a resume to Mayor and City Council, 31 South Summit Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20877, or you can send an email to cityhall@gaithersburgmd.gov with the same information. For more information, you may contact Monica Sanchez at 301-258-6310. So I hope those of you who are interested in serving the community in another way, a more formal way with the city, please take advantage of those opportunities. So I guess a lot has happened since we had our last regular meeting, and I was amazed at the number of things that happened. I don't know. Well, let's see. We had the State of the City. That was on Thursday, April 19th, which we again held at Asbury this year. It was a great event. The video is available if you want to see. We have a new video every year. Our great video team, public relations team, does a video about the city. That one's available on the website. Take a look at that. The state of the city, as we were told by the mayor, is quite excellent. In fact, absolutely, it's outstanding. We are the greatest city in the world, so yes, that goes without saying.
Absolutely.
The next day, there were actually a number of events between 11 o'clock and 9 o'clock that night. Began with the dedication of the Public Safety Memorial, the Montgomery County Public Safety Memorial, on the grounds of the What do we call it?
Place formerly known.
This place formerly known as the GE
National
property,
Geographic,
right?
National Geographic property.
So it's in front of the building, to the just a little bit to the east of the building, overlooking the lake. The memorial site is just a spectacular, beautiful site. It was a typically spectacular day in Gaithersburg for that dedication. Very well attended, and we're very pleased to be able to host that memorial in the city. Then a number of us were able to attend the interfaith luncheon at the Asbury Methodist, where we met with lots of members of the community, including residents about Asbury. It was almost like a council and communities meeting. And that night we had the Denim and Diamonds dinner dance and silent auction to benefit the Friends of Wells Robertson. So I want to thank all those donors who participated in that, and all of those who attended and who demonstrated their generosity and commitment to the Friends of Wells Robertson. Well, let's see what else we did that was kind of cool. We had last Thursday we had a fountain commemoration, the first formal commemoration using our new naming policy of a site in the city, and this was at the Casey Activity Center. We dedicated the fountain to a recent retiree, Tommy Mason, who actually is still around, and he's, you know, he greets you the same way he always greeted you when he worked there all the time. But now he comes over as you know, that's his time that he's committing, and the fountain looks great, the gardens look great. I want to thank all the staff for that, the work on that, and the city manager and staff for developing that policy, and Tommy for his great work, and he continues to serve the city just in a new way as a retiree. So it was really nice to see him there and to be able to honor him.
It's just the first thing named under the new policy.
Under the new policy.
Many
we've
other
named
things
other
in the
things,
city
yes.
have been named after
this
other,
is a new
in
policy.
Honor of other people.
Right. So this is a new way for us to do that. Anyway, and then last weekend we had the Montgomery County Housing Fair at Borough Park, which has been growing every year. I think that was the 9th or the 10th annual one. No. Very well attended, and in fact even better well attended than any previous efforts, and staff worked really hard on that. Mm-hmm. Great opportunity to assist people looking for affordable homes and looking to make the jump from being renters to being able to purchase. So a lot of good counseling, and it goes well with a number of the other programs that we support. Our partnership with the Humane Society in Montgomery County was the next day, Paws in the Park. Very well attended event. A number of us brought our own four-legged best friends, and it was just another terrific event, so glad to be able to do that. And finally, I just want to thank the Lakeland Park Middle School PTSA for their contribution to the Dolores Sawyer Scholarship Fund. It's a great benefit. Sounds like it was a lot of fun. We're probably going to have to get a team together or something, guys, you know, if we're going to do this again.
I'm
going to suggest that. Okay, we're going to send the police.
I was
going to
say
the
girls won, and then I'm not going to play. But anyway.
Yeah, we're going to send the police team.
Yeah.
The council, we usually hold the towels for the police. And I want to congratulate our employee of the quarter, Lourdes Carrazo, and our team of the quarter, the police administrative team. So thank you for all those efforts. And, you know, there was plenty on this list. I think I went through enough. I'm sure someone will mention something else. And that's all I've got for tonight.
Thank you very much. Henry, please.
Well, I'm going to start off with a couple of things, but I want to congratulate all the people that we did presentations to, but I want to warn the Lakeland's Middle School, in the next few years I might have 4 grandkids there. So I'm going to be very active over there. I have 1 now and 3 on the way. So looking forward to it. Yeah. The Active Aging Expo today was really a successful meeting, and everybody had a good time. We had a lot of sponsors. People were having a good time. They were exercising and being tested and checking themselves out. And then we had lunch, and everybody seems to be. We couldn't get a place to park in the parking lot, which is a good thing. You know, it was really crowded. So congratulations for everybody that worked on that. That was a good show today. In the Kentlands Day, we had a good time. It was one of the few events we did show up in our wheelchair, and we got to ride on the float. Some of the other things we've had to miss because of a problem with my wife being inhabilitated for the time being in the wheelchair. The fountain naming, we really enjoyed Tommy for all these years, and we'll continue to enjoy Tommy and all of his cheerful, hellos and so forth. So, congratulations to him. The announcement I have to read tonight is about the Animal Control Board. The mayor and city council are seeking to fill one vacancy on the Animal Control Board. One alternate representative of the Montgomery County Veterinary Medical Association, or shall have training and or experience in the proper training and care of animals. The Animal Control Board reviews and acts on decisions and orders of the city's Animal Control Division. Among the issues board members deal with are revocation, suspension, and failure to renew or issue pet shop licenses, impoundment of animals, governing of hearings, and recommending changes to the city animal control ordinances. The board consists of 5 members and 2 alternates who are appointed by the mayor with the approval of the city council. Members have staggered 3-year terms and meet as needed. All applicants must reside within the corporate city limits. Resumes and letters of interest should be submitted via U.S. mail to Mayor and City Council, 31 South Summit Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20877, or you can send an email to cityhall@gaithersburgmd.gov. This position will remain open until it's filled, so for more information, you can visit the city's website, or you can contact the Animal Control Director, Lisa Holland. Her number is 301-258-6343. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much. Judd, please.
I will start with a formal announcement, which is a closed meeting was held at City Hall by the Mayor and City Council of Gaithersburg following the scheduled special meeting on Monday, April 30, 2012 at approximately 8:50 p.m. pursuant to a motion adopted unanimously. The meeting was proposed to be closed pursuant to the state government article of the Annotated Code of Maryland, section 10-508A1I. The appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom it has jurisdiction. The topic discussed was the process for the city attorney's annual review. Present at the meeting were Mayor Katz, council members Ashman, Driscoll, Marafa, Spiegel, and Sesma, staff present, city attorney board. Upon conclusion of the discussion, the closed meeting was adjourned at approximately 9:50 p.m. Well, my colleagues did a fantastic job of summarizing all of the events, many of which I attended and was glad to be, and I joined them in their congratulations and kudos to everyone and to the Lakelands Park PTSA and all of our other presentations and proclamations this evening. I will take this opportunity, because it is the last meeting before the book festival, to dedicate the rest of this to the book festival. This is a full year's planning coming to fruition on May 19th here at City Hall. We each year this book festival has grown, and it's getting to the point where it's what is going to happen between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. is so dense, it's absolutely impossible to summarize it in a short time. And I'm not going to try to summarize it in a short time. I'm going to spend a long time. No, I'm just kidding. we've had a couple of opportunities, actually, from Montgomery Community Media and from CBS Radio to put together 30-second spots. And you would be amazed at how difficult it is to really sort of capture what this is in 30 seconds. What I will say is that the Gaithersburg Book Festival is a number of programs. The signature one is that you come and see interesting people, authors, experts in their field come and talk about what they do. They give you the behind the scenes from the great characters in history and the great characters in their fictional works. This year we are fortunate to have some spectacular authors, and I'm not going to go nearly as long as I can, but I'll just rattle off a few. Jim Lehrer is going to come and talk about presidential debates, which is pretty timely now given that it's an election year. John Feinstein, the legendary sports journalist. If anybody that you know has an interest in sports, just to sit there and listen to this guy tell stories. He doesn't even really talk about his book. He just gets up there and tells stories, and you'll be, it's totally compelling. It's good stuff. Buzz Bissinger, who is most famous for writing the book Friday Night Lights, has won two Pulitzers and has a new one out right around the time of the festival. It should be coming out next week, I think. Steve Call, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, journalist. He's one of these guys that just spends years and goes way in depth on an issue. His book is called Private Empire, ExxonMobil and American Power. Should be interesting. On sort of a less highbrow plane, 30 Rock's Judah Friedlander will be here. His book is called How to Beat Up Anybody, which should be quite funny. Clint Hill, former Secret Service agent for John F. Kennedy, the guy who actually jumped on the back of the car in Dallas and was here last year for a different book, is now here promoting his book, Mrs. Kennedy and Me. Marvin Kalb, the legendary journalist who spent a lot. I think he was originally hired by Edward R. Murrow. So he has some real history there. Jenny Lawson, popular blogger. Her alias is called The Bloggess, and she is a number one New York Times bestseller right now as we speak. Jen Lancaster, another popular humorous blogger. Stuart Onan, literary fiction. He's going to be in conversation with Ron Charles, the fiction reviewer for the Washington Post. It's going to be really interesting. Now for the kids, legendary children's authors Andrew Clements, Michael Buckley, Tom Engelberger. You really don't get much more entertaining than Engelberger. I have to recommend. He'll have your kids doing origami. He'll juggle. He tells jokes. It's awesome. For the teen young adult crowd, Mary Downing Hahn. And like I said, we're talking about over 100 authors. I've just probably named 10 or 15 of them. Just touched the tip of the iceberg. This is going to be a great event. We have appearances by The Voice's Erin Willett. She was one of the contestants who went very far this year. And not only is she going to be reading to the children in our story time with a celebrity program, but she's also going to go into the coffee house and do a short set of music. So you'll get to hear her play. That's pretty cool. Jarvis Jenkins from the Washington Redskins will be there making an appearance to read, as well as some others. Set your DVRs. Like I said, this is a dense day, and so you're not going to see everything. Even if you come, you're not going to see everything. Set your DVRs for C-SPAN, because they're going to be covering one of our nonfiction tents live all day on national TV. You can catch it. Look for us on the Wednesday before the festival on Fox 5 Morning News. They're going to do three segments with us then promoting the festival. We have terrific workshops for aspiring and current writers. We have activities all day long for the kids in our children's village. Scholastic is doing some activities. Brain Quest is doing some activities. American Girl, Adventure Theater. All I can tell you is that you need to go to the website and plan your day out. You really need to come there with a strategy. GaithersburgBookFestival.org. be there, bring your friends, bring your neighbors, bring everybody. This is although it says Gaithersburg, and we're extremely proud to be a part of it, to host it for everybody, this is a regional scale event, and we see ourselves, this is a chance for the city to really build itself, continue to build itself as a cultural destination. And I'm really, I don't want to congratulate anybody or anything before the fact, because that jinxes it, but I do want to thank the mayor and council for their continued support. They were supportive of this from the beginning, and they participate in all kinds of ways, and this couldn't happen without them. So with that, everybody please join us. May 19th.
Thank you, Jeff. It's my understanding that we need a motion to conduct a closed executive session this evening. What is the pleasure of the council?
So moved.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the mayor and city council of the city of Gaithersburg conduct a closed executive session immediately following its regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, May 7th, 2012 at City Hall. The meeting is proposed to be closed pursuant to the state government article of the Annotated Code of Maryland, section 10-508A4, to consider a matter that concerns the proposal for business or industrial organization to locate, expand, or remain in the state. The topic to be discussed is the consideration of a proposal for an apartment complex to remain in the city.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries unanimously. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, May 8th, we're going to have a work session for the fiscal year 2013 proposed budget. This will be the part for the funding allocations to nonprofit organizations and schools. The work session will be live starting at 7:30 and will be televised right here at City Hall. Next Monday, May 14th, at 6 p.m., the Mayor and Council of Gaithersburg and Rockville are going to conduct a joint session to receive a brief overview of each jurisdiction's adequate public facilities ordinance. The joint session will be held at Rockville City Hall, which is at 111 Maryland Avenue, Rockville, Maryland. The public is invited to attend with us. We will not have a work session in Gaithersburg that evening. Our next regular mayor and council meeting will be on Monday, May 21st. At Gaithersburg City Hall. And next is from the city manager.
Nothing this evening.
Nothing, but I did want to compliment the city manager. She, yesterday, was in charge of the NAACP Freedom Fund dinner, and it was one of the best that they've ever had. So I know you're a little tired, but congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to hear from the Economic Development Director, Mr. Monaghan, please.
Good evening, everyone. Very briefly. One thing that wasn't mentioned, but thank you for many of you for attending, was the Office of Economic Development's first meet and greet on April 25th, which we held together with NIH Federal Credit Union and Shear Partners. We held a biotech meet and greet, which had about 60 people from the biotech, realty, and banking industry who gathered together. I think most of them enjoyed it, found it informative, and made some good connections, so thank you again. Quince Orchard Plaza, the federal realty-owned shopping center at the corner of Clapper Road and Quince Orchard Road, has been seeing some changes over the past few months. Just again, to bring you up to speed, federal is reporting that construction of the new 45,000 square foot LA Fitness has received their permits and is proceeding without any major glitches. And federal is also working closely with a couple of prospective restaurant tenants for the pad formerly occupied by Chevy's. I will be meeting next week with leasing representatives from Beatty Management to discuss the state of retail and leases in Kentland's Market Square. And finally, last time I'll be mentioning it, we've been working on the Kentland's Main Street survey. We've had remarkable response from residents within Kentland's, Lakeland's, and Quince Orchard Park. Those residents are urged between now and Friday, the deadline, May 11th, to go online, which should be on your screen, but I believe it is kentlandsmainstreet.org. And that's all I've got.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Deputy City Manager, do you have anything this evening? Nothing? City Attorney? No? Do we have any other staff that has anything? We're going to have an executive session immediately after this meeting, with, for the reasons explained earlier. Tomorrow night, we do have a work session on the budget, and that's televised. Next Monday, we'll be in Rockville at 6 o'clock p.m. for a joint session with Rockville to discuss the adequate public facilities ordinance, and we will not have a work session in Gaithersburg that evening. Our next regular mayor and council meeting is on Monday, May 21st. At 7:30 p.m. Thank you for being with us. We are adjourned.